Okay, and hello and welcome back to Going Native number 56. It's been a while. We moved buildings. We're in the new Going Native studios, i.e. my office and this beautiful green IKEA couch. I promise we may not have been making episodes, but we were hard at work finishing up Visual Studio 2017. We got RCs out since last we've talked, so by all means check that out. So today we're going to talk about one of the features I'm most excited about in the Visual Studio 2017 release, which is our CMake support. Okay, welcome back to Going Native. Today we have Marian and Ayapa. Can you guys introduce yourselves? Marian, have you been on with us before?
Probably, at least once. Hi, I'm Marian Luparo. I'm a program manager on the C++ team. I work on lots of fun stuff, or at least I think they're fun. on the IDE, libraries, compilers, and for the past year, I spent a lot of time on thinking about CMake.
Cool. Yeah, so I'm Ayapa. I'm on the dev on C++ team. I work mostly on tooling side, and now I'm concentrating on CMake.
How long you been with us here, guys?
I'm here in C++ team for about 4 years.
I think about 10.
For the VS, for 6 years.
Got it.
Cool.
Awesome. All right, so today we're going to talk about CMake. Why don't we start with, I know CMake is becoming more and more popular in the C++ ecosystem, but I'm also sure that some folks aren't yet quite up to speed on it. Can you kind of give us introduction to CMake?
Yeah, that's a good point. So if I were to summarize CMake in one sentence, would be that it's a script-based cross-platform meta build system. And I'll explain what I mean by that.
Okay.
So first of all, you get to write a very small script to define your project. And what CMake does is take that script and can run on any platform. So let's say you're targeting Mac, you're going to run CMake in there, and it's going to generate an Xcode project for you. So you don't have to worry about how Xcode projects look like. You can take it on Linux, and then with the same script that you wrote, you can generate a Make file or a Ninja project. On Windows, you can generate a VCX project, so you load it in VS, or you can build on the command line by generating an NMake project, and so on. So that's what I mean by meta build system. It really generates another build system that allows you to build your final binary.
Right, and so people are using it today with Visual Studio, just generating projects, right?
Yes.
In the original, last version of Visual Studio, right?
Yeah, and CMake always has supported Visual Studio. So like I said, it generates the solution projects, and then you load them inside the Visual Studio. You get to edit your code. And we kind of been talking with customers about their experience doing this. And we do surveys every year.
Thank you, survey takers.
Yes, that's a very good point. It's impressive how many people complete the survey. It's not just, we always ask them, what is the build system that you're using? So we've seen that hike in popularity that you're mentioning on CMake, with CMake taking over number two place from NMake and Make build systems in general. But what is the most impressive stuff is the words, the verbatims that people actually write in those surveys and tell us about the experience they have building CMake projects. And what we notice is that experienced CMake developers are not as enthusiastic about the experience inside VS, nor novice CMake developers. So an advanced developer would maybe more often edit the CMake list.txt file and the CMake scripts. And what happens when you do that, you go on the command line and rebuild your Visual Studio project. There's this avalanche of events happening inside Visual Studio that the projects get reloaded, and you kind of have to deal with that. And it's kind of a hard problem to solve inside Visual Studio as well, because we have so many projects that we keep track of, and all of a sudden there's random events coming in at the Visual Studio IDE telling us, oh, that has changed, that has changed. That is not ideal. And we're working on improving that particular solution as well, but we wanted to look more holistically at the CMake experience. And now, for novice developers, the challenge is that once you create those projects, those Visual Studio projects, and you get to edit them, and you get to get familiar with writing C++ code, you tend to make changes to those projects. And let's say you add a file to an existing project, or you change a setting, a compiler setting, and so on. It's so easy. You right-click on the project, mm-hmm. and there you have it, the large list of all the compiler switches that Visual Studio has. And let's say 3 or 4 days after that, you go and change your CMake list, and when you generate, your projects are gone now. They're getting overwritten with the information from CMake list, and you're back to kind of having the frustration that you need to retrace
right.
your steps.
So less than ideal.
Yeah, neither groups, advanced or novice developers, were really enthusiastic. So really wanted to do something different for them and give them a basic experience for CMake. And really, the core of the problem is that the projects that Visual Studio loads are one level removed from the source of truth, which is the script file.
Yep.
So really, we want to load those CMake scripts and just make the experience work inside Visual Studio with those scripts. And
kind of without an intermediary kind of step.
Yep.
Exactly. And that's what we set up to do. Obviously, there were a few challenges, so hopefully we'll get to chat a bit about those.
Okay, but let's assume that you're still that person who's about to become the dissatisfied novice. Like, what? Why are you choosing to do this? Why are people suddenly getting so excited about CMake?
I think it's the cross-platform aspect of the build system, and the ease of development is one single source file of truth. You can move between operating systems, and also it's
so cross-plat for sure, right?
Cross-plat, yes. And the other one is the ecosystem being a scripted language. There's a lot of people writing CMake extensions that you can take advantage of as your build system grows in complexity. You can rely on other people's experience to build and extend your project. And it's also the
very large community too, I'd say, right?
Yeah, and it's been growing. And it's the third thing would be the lightweight set of dependencies that CMake. CMake is like a C++ project. It gets compiled and gets redistributed with all of the dependencies. So you don't have to go out of your way as a C++ developer to install CMake. Like, the dependencies it comes with, the kind of dependencies that you need anyway. And it's very easy to integrate inside a developer workflow. So it makes it very easy to pick up.
And I don't have to learn a lot of other build system.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And certainly not per platform,
exactly.
Right? The worst possible scenario is like, I got to build this thing for Windows, and I got to go do a different thing in order to build it for Linux. It's a huge thing we hear about a lot. Okay, so we talked about the bad, the less than ideal previous past, and now we're in this wonderful world of 2017. So do we want to jump straight into a demo? You want to talk a little bit about what we did here?
I think let's jump directly into a demo.
All right, great.
All right, so I have Visual Studio open here. And for this demo, we'll just open a simple project from GitHub. Before I do that, I want to show you the notification pane that will give you an indication whether you have the latest version of Visual Studio installed or not. So for example, there's already a notification here that will give you access to the latest version of Visual Studio. So please upgrade. We made improvements release after release on the CMake experience. OK, so to clone a repository, I'll just go to the Team Explorer pane, and I'll paste in the URL, hit clone. One thing you'll notice as soon as the cloning finishes is that the folder is being opened in Solution Explorer. And the CMake support inside of Visual Studio kicks in because it notices a CMake list file in this folder. As a more general feature, the open folder functionality has been added to 2017 to basically support you bringing any code inside Visual Studio, regardless of whether it has a VS project or it doesn't. In this case, we only have a CMake project. We don't have any Visual Studio project. But you can see it already getting picked up. And what VS does, it will run the CMake behind the scenes to configure the environment. As soon as the configuration for CMake finishes, VS reads information from the cache, from the CMake cache, and populates IntelliSense, populates the debug target, as well as being able to build this project. So if I open a hello CPP file, we'll also have IntelliSense, colorization, browsing, everything that you would expect from a C++ IDE. But all this information is being extracted from the CMake project. And really quickly, to show debugging, I'll just click the arrow, and the project will build using the generator that is being defaulted to. And we should quickly see the output. Right. VS, when it decides how to invoke CMake, uses four default configurations the first time you open a CMake project inside VS. You can further configure these configurations by adding more or tweaking the settings for these four. And I'll quickly show you later on how to do that. This is a pretty simple CMake project, so
configuration with the default settings that VS provides succeeded, but sometimes in general, you'd have your project being dependent on third-party libraries or have additional settings that need to be passed on to the CMake command line. So you'll need further configuration to correctly invoke CMake. And you can do this type of configuration in VS as well. And for the purposes of this demo, I'll just remove these two lines, which basically say that this small project depends on SQLite, and the current target that I defined here also has to link against SQLite. And as soon as I save, you'll notice that the build, the configure step does not succeed. And if I go to the error list, you'll see the error that CMake issues, which is related to the find package line because SQLite is not found, which is a more likely scenario when, again, like your project has large dependencies. So how do we fix that? We would need to install SQLite locally. But for the purposes of the demo, we'll actually use VC package. I think two episodes ago in the Going Native series, Robert did a demo on using VC package from a Visual Studio project. He also demoed using a VC package library from CMake from the command line. So we'll take that demo and actually turn it into using it from the IDE. And to do that, he configured CMake by adding a new command line switch to CMake that passes a toolchain file that instructs CMake about the different libraries that VC package has installed. To do that here, I will go to the CMake settings, so change CMake settings, and a new file is being opened that lists all the configurations that I mentioned earlier in this dropdown. And now you can either change an existing one, remove existing ones, or add as many as you want. I'll just change the default one, and I'll add a new variable. And I have it copy-pasted here for quick typing. This basically says that the toolchain file that I want to use for CMake is installed in the VC package folder. And as soon as I do that, I will hit save, and then I will clean the cache first because a toolchain file change requires a clean cache. And then as soon as that finishes, I'll generate the cache again. All right, now that the configure step is almost done. VS also reads, as I mentioned earlier, the information from the cache. And this information is reflected in IntelliSense, build, and debug. So at this point, the configuration finished successfully because we actually found SQLite being installed in my VC package folder. And if I go to IntelliSense, I will actually be able to find the headers from SQLite already. And I'll uncomment this line, which calls just the SQLite version, and really quickly show you the language services kicking in and finding the header being installed in the VC package folder for x86 Windows. So I'll click, I'll select the target again and click debug just to show you this working. But obviously, VC package has a lot more libraries. I think we're getting close to 140 libraries in there. So please check it out, and please also try the CMake experience.
Okay, so IAPA, cool demo. How does this work?
Okay, cool. So how to start with the story, actually. So there's somebody called Stephen Kelly, who's actually one of the big shot in the CMake community. And he came up with a prototype of something called CMake server, CMake daemon mode, where you can actually query the server using some JSON protocol APIs and get more information about the CMake metadata. So you can ask questions about, give me the list of targets that's in your CMake code, CMake project, or the sources that's contribute to that target, or which generator are you using, and what are the compile flags that you are passed into which compiler, which compile version. So you can ask for all different information from the CMake server, and you would get that information, and that's used on the tooling side. We don't actually use the generated project itself to actually pop up the language service and other stuff. We actually query from the CMake itself in the daemon mode and get more information about it and populate it in the IDE.
Right, so there's no, like, in the background, we go and we generate the project files like it did, and thereby just sort of cheating this. It's an actual native experience.
So, yeah, this is on the CMake side. So there's other part to it. So open folder, which we call it as AnyCode, so is one of the infrastructure that any provider can actually plug in and provide information about your projects. So for CMake, we have a CMake provider that will give you information about the language service information to the AnyCode, and that will actually use it for the IntelliSense information and navigation and browsing and all the other stuff. And that's why, like, whenever you make a change, the AnyCode infrastructure will figure out that, oh, okay, some file has changed underneath, and it will do the automatic steps like scanning and that sort of stuff.
Great. And also, I think if people haven't seen the open folder experience for, if you haven't adopted CMake yet, but you do have sort of code that's not in a project file that you want to explore with Visual Studio, I think we have a blog post on that we can put a link to here.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's an open experience. Like Ayapa was saying, it's a fully extensible system. You bring in any source code you want into the open folder experience, and then different providers pick it up.
Yes. Yeah. So there are a lot of MS Build based provider itself, and we also have a C++ provider. So you just open a folder with a list of C++ sources, and you get IntelliSense and other stuff.
And it's worth calling out that this was also an effort to basically take the C++ language service and make it independent of MS Build. So that was part of the package that came with the CMake server, this, and then the open folder. We brought it up together and make it an end-to-end experience.
Right. I think one of our themes for Visual Studio 2017 is definitely that we want you to be able to bring any C++ code into Visual Studio, and we're making that, well, I guess any, also other languages, you know, if you're into that sort of thing. but definitely for C++, we're trying to make it so that, you know, regardless of what format you have your metadata in, that we can kind of bring it in and give you a full lit up experience. All right, Marion. So I feel like we owe it to the viewing audience to talk about, you know, like, what are we hearing back from customers on this, and where are we kind of going next with this thing?
Right. So we announced this, I think, in preview 5 the first time, and then we kind of then...
For those who don't track our releases
time
as carefully as we do.
It might be longer than I... what is it?
Like?
June?
Wow.
July?
Okay.
Yeah.
2016 to the future.
Correct.
For future historians watching this video.
It was a very basic experience at the time, but we quickly evolved it. And in RC, we had a full-baked experience that we kind of been iterating over it with multiple updates to the release. And we got a lot of feedback from customers, a lot of people enjoying it, lots of constructive feedback on how we can make it, how we can improve it. So,
but just to be really specific, I think, like, with RC, like, even if you took RC the day we announced the first RC, we've actually refreshed it under the covers a few times there, right?
Correct.
So people should definitely take another look.
Definitely check the notification area of the Visual Studio IDE. There should be a pop-up there urging you to update. If not, just go directly on the website and restart the installer, and you should be able to update everything. And there should be an update coming up in January as well. So
these guys are going to edit
December,
this thing and
get
it out.
Scenes, you're already behind the game. So yeah.
All right. So what do people want us to do next?
Next, good question. I think the thing that pops the top of the list is Ninja support, and it's something that we think it's important as well. We want to give you the alternative to pick any generator you want, really. We're going to start with Ninja being the second, in addition to MS Build. And it will basically be as easy as going into the JSON file I was mentioning earlier in the demo and switch the generator to say Ninja. That would be kind of the top thing. The other thing are some of the end-to-end experience that people are used to in VS. So kind of tying the CMake experience to the rest of VS. So we had people asking for the C++ static analysis to kind of work seamlessly after you open a CMake project, right-click on a single file and say compile. And it kind of tells a longer story of how we're kind of tying CMake to be a first-class citizen of the Visual Studio experience. So that's something that we're definitely going to be working on as well in the next updates.
Yeah, I love it when people just ask for stuff we already want to do. That's,
yeah.
It's great. all right, what else? What about in CMake?
So some of the things we today we have the JSON file, so we allow you to configure as much as you want the way we invoke CMake. We got a few people asking us to build a UI on top of that, and it's kind of a natural thing. People are used in VS to work with UIs to configure things, and then. What else?
So we would also like to contribute back to the CMake community. So whatever we are doing, so we're planning to give it back to CMake.
Great.
Right, and I think we already have
Visual Studio PR
there.
And I think there was also some CMake language service stuff we were looking at.
Right, so we want to make it easier for people to write CMake scripts. So we added support, TextMate base support to give you like a very basic IntelliSense experience.
Kind of like what you get in VS Code, is that the right way to think about that?
Yeah, and TextMate is kind of a general definition language, is supported in multiple editors, but that's kind of basic, it doesn't go that far, so we want to spend a bit more time giving you syntax colorization and a bit of help when you write the CMake scripts. I think that's kind of the full list. We have other ideas, but
those are the ones that,
that kind of popped to this.
Right. In some ways, I think I'd say like those are the ones where like yes, we know you don't have to yell at us, but we do definitely want to hear about the other ones. Right. Any other ideas you have that we didn't mention? By all means, let us know. Okay. So what's the go do? What should people go off and do?
So go to aka.ms.cmake.
/maybe.
Yes, aka.ms/cmake. Thank you.
I'm good at the internet.
That's basically the blog post. It gives you an intro of all the CMake functionality. Go install Visual Studio. Make sure it's the latest version. And you know, if there is any feedback you have for us, please send issue reports to community. Just go into the IDE and submit an issue. And if you have suggestions for us, cmaker.microsoft.com. We love to hear it. Like to hear from every one of you using the product, how we can improve it.
That's right. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Awesome, thank you.